Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into the third quarter 2025 earnings call for Canadian Pacific Kansas City Limited, or CPKC. This call is packed with insights into the world of North American logistics and the economic heartbeat of the continent.
Absolutely. It's more than just numbers, it's about understanding the forces driving this newly unified railway giant. We've dissected their reports and strategic initiatives, and now we're here to break down what it all means for the future of one of North America's most significant rail networks.
Exactly. Let's start with the core financial performance. When we look at the top line, CPKC reported figures in Q3 2025 that really show the dynamics of its diverse business segments. There's an overall growth trend, which is always a good sign, but we need to understand where that growth is coming from.
That's right. The bulk commodities sector, often influenced by agricultural cycles and resource extraction, likely showed its typical seasonal strength. Then there's merchandise, encompassing everything from chemicals to forest products, which tends to provide a more stable, diversified income stream. And we can't forget intermodal, the backbone of freight movement, connecting ports and distribution centers across North America.
Understanding that revenue mix is crucial for grasping CPKC's overall resilience and potential for future growth. Now, turning to the other side of the ledger, operating expenses are paramount, especially in an industry as capital-intensive as railroading. CPKC's ability to manage these costs directly impacts its profitability.
Definitely. We're talking about fuel surcharges, which are tied to global energy markets, and labor costs, a significant component of such a large workforce. Plus, there are the ever-present maintenance, equipment, and infrastructure costs. How they manage these expenses through efficiency, smart procurement, or technology is under constant scrutiny.
And the outcome of that balancing act between revenue and expenses is what we see in operating income and net income, the bottom-line indicators of profitability. The trends in these figures from Q3 2025 tell us a lot about how effectively CPKC is converting business volume into profit.
Are margins expanding or contracting? Is the company reinvesting wisely, or are costs creeping up? These are the questions analysts are asking, and the numbers from this call provide the primary data. It's a story told in growth rates, profit margins, and those subtle shifts indicating operational health.
Moving beyond the financials, let's talk about freight volume dynamics. The lifeblood of any railroad is how much stuff it's moving. In Q3 2025, CPKC handled a significant amount of goods across its vast network, and breaking this down by commodity is essential.
You've got grain, a foundational element for North American railways, vital for domestic use and exports. Coal, still a key energy source and industrial input. Automotive shipments, reflecting manufacturing health and consumer demand, are another critical indicator. Chemicals, forest products, and the ever-growing intermodal segment carrying everything from consumer goods to e-commerce packages each tells a part of the story.
Identifying specific areas of strength, like a bumper crop boosting grain volumes, or increased manufacturing activity driving automotive shipments, is key. But we also need to look at areas of weakness, perhaps a slowdown in a particular industrial sector. Understanding these dynamics provides the context for the numbers.
And these volumes aren't static, they're influenced by a complex interplay of factors. Seasonal patterns are a major driver, like the fall harvest for grain or increased demand during holiday periods. But broader economic trends play a huge role too.
Exactly. Is the overall economy expanding or contracting? Are interest rates affecting consumer spending or business investment? Are global supply chains flowing smoothly or facing disruptions? These macroeconomic forces, along with specific industry trends, all converge to shape the freight volumes CPKC handles.
Now, let's shift to operational efficiency and technological advancements. These metrics are the internal compass guiding the railway's performance, and they have a direct impact on profitability. Key performance indicators like train speed are crucial.
Faster trains mean more trips can be made with the same assets, increasing capacity and revenue potential. Then there's asset utilization, how effectively locomotives and railcars are being used. Are they sitting idle or constantly generating revenue? And we can't forget terminal dwell times, the time trains spend waiting in yards.
Reducing dwell time is a direct pathway to improving overall network fluidity and cutting costs. Any improvements or challenges in these metrics are not just operational footnotes, they are direct links to the company's ability to make money. And what's driving these efficiency gains? Increasingly, it's technology.
Precisely. We're talking about advanced scheduling and tracking systems, investments in predictive maintenance, and automation. CPKC is likely leveraging these tools to optimize train performance, improve crew management, and enhance traffic flow through its terminals. It's about running smarter, safer, and more cost-effectively.
That brings us to the strategic initiatives, particularly the integration of Canadian Pacific and Kansas City Southern. This is an ongoing process, and the Q3 2025 call provides an update on its progress. This merger created a truly transcontinental railway, and realizing its full potential hinges on how effectively these two entities are being woven together.
We're looking at key milestones in integrating their operations, harmonizing IT systems, dispatching, safety protocols, and customer service platforms. The goal is to create a seamless experience, and the real prize is realizing those merger-related synergies, the cost savings and revenue enhancements expected from the combined entity.
And the combined network itself is the most tangible outcome. CPKC is leveraging this expanded footprint to offer improved transit times and more comprehensive services. Imagine a single bill of lading for a shipment from Canada all the way to Mexico without changing hands. That's the power of this integrated network.
We're seeing specific examples of new routes or enhanced services enabled by the merger, especially those creating new single-line haul opportunities. This is crucial for key trade lanes connecting Canada, the US, and Mexico, creating a more robust and efficient corridor for commerce.
And who benefits most directly? The customers. They gain from the expanded network, potentially faster and more reliable transit, and the simplification of single-line haul capabilities. CPKC's enhanced market reach means it can serve a broader customer base and tap into new opportunities.
Of course, integrating two massive organizations isn't without its challenges. There are complexities in navigating different regulatory environments, connecting disparate systems, and managing the human element of change. CPKC is undoubtedly facing these integration-related challenges.
The call likely shed light on the strategies they're employing to overcome them, perhaps through phased rollouts, dedicated integration teams, and robust communication plans to ensure a smooth transition and minimize disruption. Now, let's talk about growth avenues and emerging opportunities.
The integration isn't just about expanding the network, it's about unlocking new growth. CPKC's strategy is deeply tied to the performance of key commodity sectors. In Q3 2025, they're likely focusing on areas with significant prospects.
Agriculture remains a cornerstone, with global demand for food and feed driving consistent volumes. The energy sector, encompassing crude oil, natural gas, and refined products, is another focus, though subject to market price volatility. Chemicals are essential inputs, and their transport is a reliable revenue stream.
And the automotive sector, as we mentioned, reflects broader economic health and manufacturing output. Understanding specific market trends and demand drivers within each sector is crucial. Are new energy projects coming online? Is the shift to EVs impacting raw material demand? CPKC's positioning here is key.
The intermodal segment continues to be a significant engine of growth and a strategic priority. This sector benefits from supply chain shifts, the rise of e-commerce, and a growing focus on sustainability. As businesses seek greener options, intermodal offers a compelling solution.
CPKC's investments in intermodal infrastructure, expanded terminals, efficient equipment, advanced tracking are crucial for meeting this demand and enhancing capacity. The strategic importance of intermodal cannot be overstated. It's a gateway to a vast range of consumer and industrial goods.
CPKC also occupies a unique and powerful position in facilitating cross-border trade between Canada, the US, and Mexico. This North American trifecta is a massive economic engine, and the railway is at its heart. Streamlining cross-border logistics is paramount.
This involves working with customs agencies, harmonizing processes, and leveraging technology to reduce transit times and friction. The impact of trade agreements like USMCA and broader geopolitical factors also plays a significant role in shaping cross-border volumes.
Beyond its core strengths, CPKC is exploring emerging opportunities and potential diversification. This could involve investing in new types of freight, developing specialized logistics solutions for burgeoning industries, or looking at adjacent business lines. Where does CPKC see the next wave of growth coming from?
It's about looking beyond the traditional to identify future revenue streams and competitive advantages. Now, let's pivot to a critical topic: sustainability and ESG, environmental, social, and governance principles. Building a business for the future means integrating these into their core strategy.
Environmental stewardship is a major focus. We're hearing about progress on emissions reduction targets, critical in the face of climate change. This includes efforts to reduce Scope 1, 2, and 3 emissions, and investments in cleaner technologies like hydrogen-powered locomotives or alternative fuels.
Beyond emissions, CPKC is likely engaged in efforts related to biodiversity conservation along its network, responsible water management, and waste reduction initiatives. These all contribute to a more sustainable operational footprint and are important for long-term value.
On the social front, employee safety is always the number one priority in a high-risk industry like railroading. Fostering diversity and inclusion within the workforce is also increasingly important for innovation and employee engagement. Community investment programs demonstrate their role as a corporate citizen.
And good governance and transparency are the bedrock of responsible business practices. CPKC is likely emphasizing its corporate governance structure and commitment to ethical conduct. More importantly, ESG factors are increasingly integrated into strategic decision-making, not just an add-on.
There's a clear business case for sustainability. These ESG efforts build long-term value and mitigate risks. A strong ESG performance can enhance brand reputation, attract talent, and build investor confidence. It's about future-proofing the business by operating profitably and responsibly.
So, looking ahead, the company's outlook is shaped by these ongoing initiatives and market dynamics. Management's guidance and projections for the remainder of the fiscal year provide a roadmap. This typically includes key financial targets like revenue growth, EPS forecasts, and planned capital expenditures.
Are they forecasting aggressive growth or a more measured approach? What level of investment is planned to support future initiatives? These projections help set expectations for future performance and highlight management's confidence in their strategies.
Now, no outlook is complete without acknowledging potential headwinds. Key risks and uncertainties are part of any business, and CPKC operates in a complex environment. This could include economic slowdowns, regulatory changes, commodity price volatility, labor relations, and even unpredictable weather events.
Management will likely discuss their strategies for mitigating these risks, demonstrating their preparedness and resilience. To navigate these challenges and capitalize on opportunities, CPKC will have a set of strategic priorities for the coming year.
Continued integration of the merged entities will undoubtedly remain high on the list, ensuring the full benefits of the combination are realized. Network enhancements, aimed at improving efficiency and expanding service offerings, will also be crucial.
Elevating customer service levels and driving forward sustainability goals are likely to be other key priorities, reflecting the company's commitment to being a leading and responsible transportation provider. Ultimately, the message from management is one of investor confidence and a clear long-term vision.
They aim to convey their conviction in the company's strategy and its ability to deliver sustainable shareholder value. This isn't just about the next quarter, it's about reinforcing the overarching vision for CPKC as a premier, integrated North American transportation provider.
One of the most compelling narratives emerging from this call is the sheer scale and ambition of the CPKC integration. It's easy to get lost in the quarterly figures, but the underlying story is one of forging a truly transcontinental railway spanning Canada, the US, and Mexico.
This isn't just about combining balance sheets. It's about creating a seamless flow of commerce, a North American supply chain backbone. The progress reported on integrating IT systems, harmonizing dispatch operations, and standardizing safety protocols is the foundational work that unlocks the immense potential of this merger.
Consider the customer experience. For decades, a shipment moving across borders likely involved multiple carriers, handoffs, and complex documentation, leading to delays and risks. CPKC's integrated network promises to simplify this dramatically with a single point of contact and a continuous flow of information.
This is where the true value of the merger is realized, in the tangible benefits delivered to businesses. We're not just talking about moving freight, we're talking about enabling trade, fostering economic growth, and making businesses more competitive. The new single-line haul services are concrete evidence of this evolving capability.
Beyond the integration itself, the Q3 2025 call underscored CPKC's strategic focus on key growth sectors. Agriculture remains a bedrock commodity, with CPKC's extensive network positioning it exceptionally well to connect farmers to global markets.
The energy sector, while volatile, also presents significant opportunities. The transport of crude oil, natural gas, and refined products is crucial for the North American economy, and CPKC's ability to move these commodities safely and efficiently is a core competency.
Then there's the burgeoning intermodal sector. The rise of e-commerce, supply chain reevaluation, and a focus on sustainability are making intermodal transport increasingly attractive. Rail is inherently more fuel-efficient than trucking for long-haul movements.
CPKC's investments in expanding terminal capacity, deploying advanced technology, and optimizing its intermodal network are crucial. This segment is about enabling the flow of consumer goods, manufactured products, and raw materials that underpin modern commerce.
The strategic advantage of CPKC's North American footprint cannot be overstated. The USMCA trade agreement has solidified a framework for commerce, and CPKC, with its direct presence in all three countries, is uniquely positioned to capitalize on this.
The call highlighted efforts to streamline cross-border logistics, working with customs agencies and leveraging technology to reduce transit times and eliminate friction. This makes the North American market more competitive globally.
But growth isn't just about optimizing existing segments. CPKC is also looking to the future, exploring emerging opportunities. This could involve catering to new industries, developing specialized logistics solutions, or even considering adjacent business lines that leverage their extensive network and expertise.
The transportation landscape is constantly evolving, and staying ahead requires innovation. Whether it's supporting renewable energy, advanced manufacturing, or the evolving automotive industry, CPKC appears to be positioning itself for continued relevance and growth.
Now, let's pivot to sustainability and ESG. It's no longer a niche concern, it's a core business imperative. CPKC's commitment to environmental stewardship is evident in its efforts to reduce emissions, which isn't just about compliance but long-term operational efficiency.
Investments in cleaner locomotive technologies, like hydrogen fuel cells or efficient hybrids, are tangible steps. Reducing fuel consumption directly translates to lower operating costs. Beyond emissions, responsible water management and biodiversity conservation are part of minimizing their environmental footprint.
On the social front, employee safety remains paramount. Fostering diversity and inclusion within the workforce is gaining traction, bringing wider perspectives and enhancing engagement. Community investment programs solidify their role as a good corporate citizen.
And strong corporate governance, ethical business practices, and transparency are the bedrock of investor confidence. The integration of ESG factors into strategic decision-making is crucial, considering environmental and social impacts alongside financial returns.
This forward-thinking approach mitigates risks and enhances brand reputation, attracting talent and appealing to investors who prioritize sustainable businesses. The business case for ESG is undeniable. It's about building a resilient, reputable, and profitable company for the future.
The Q3 2025 earnings call has provided a detailed look under the hood, and the engine of CPKC appears to be running strong. The company is navigating the complexities of integration while simultaneously pursuing growth and embracing sustainability.
They are positioning themselves as a vital artery of North American commerce for years to come. It's been a comprehensive overview of their financial performance, operational dynamics, strategic initiatives, growth prospects, and commitment to sustainability.
Absolutely. We've covered the key factors: the resilience in financial performance, the strength in freight volumes, the drive for operational efficiency, the monumental integration efforts, and the strategic pursuit of growth alongside sustainability commitments.
And we've discussed the strengths and insights: the powerful transcontinental network, enhanced single-line haul capabilities, strong performance in agriculture and intermodal, and the clear business case for their ESG focus. These are significant advantages.
Conversely, we've also touched upon the challenges and opportunities. Managing operating expenses, navigating economic slowdowns, the complexities of integration, and balancing growth with environmental impact are ongoing concerns. But these also present opportunities for innovation and further optimization.
Indeed. It's clear CPKC is charting a course ahead with a focus on realizing the full potential of its integrated network while adapting to evolving market demands and sustainability expectations. A truly fascinating look at a major player in North American logistics.
That wraps up our deep dive into CPKC's Q3 2025 earnings. Thanks for joining us on the Mbago Media Finance Podcast.
It was a pleasure. We'll be back soon with more insights into the world of finance and business.